listener production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. Bugles are ringing out across the Wide Bay this morning, signalling the sunrise on Anzac Day 2024. Many locals have braved the crisp morning air to attend dawn services around the region to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice to defend our way of life. Services, breakfast and activities are planned all over Queensland today, with the residents of Bundaberg and Maryborough set to get a spectacular show later this morning with a C-17A Globemaster aircraft flyby. To other news now, and a new program to help us learn more about the lives of the enigmatic Mary River Turtle is underway in the Wide Bay. The Tyro and District Landcare Group has released 10 tagged hatchlings into the Mary River at Tyro to track their movements, predation levels and the survivability of turtles living in the downstream section of the Mary. For the first time ever, the scientists are also tracking non-native eel-tail catfish and native eels in the Mary to see if they're snacking on the turtle hatchlings. There may be some residual smoke around the Kalula section of the Great Sandy National Park this morning after a large burn-off yesterday. The Department of Environment and Science is warning that smoke may still be affecting the Kalula Way, Rainbow Beach and Tincan Bay. And finally, the Acting Chief Medical Officer says she is happy with the speed of rape kit training rollout to doctors across the state. 330 clinicians, including 159 doctors, have been upskilled to conduct the examination since the new kits were introduced in July of 2023. Dr. Catherine McDougall has said the training is a significant commitment for the government and staff.